Parents who lost kids to guns and kids themselves brought pages of handwritten solutions aimed at stopping the rise in bloodshed. Shootings in his North Philadelphia neighborhood turned Jamal Manigault, just 14 years old, into an anti-violence advocate. Manigault listened intently to ideas unveiled at Sunday night's forum and inspired those attending with his strategy toward peace.
I think the best way to solve it is having youth talk to more youth, a positive youth talk to youth that's being affected by this problem out here in these streets. So, yeah, I believe that.
Through the group he created called Kids Count, Manigault visits teenagers who have gotten into trouble with guns and other crimes and convinces them to take a more positive path.
People actually, came to me and said, "You changed my life," and you said so-and-so, and, you changed my perspective on life and how I can change my life for the better.
The meeting drew hundreds of lawmakers, anti-gun activists, and religious leaders. Wearing a put-it-down T-shirt, Daryl Schuller, president of that group and event co-organizer, was impressed. The Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross showed up and stayed for hours and hours.
Top cop stayed here, been here since for at least 5 hours. I'm humbly grateful to that.
Helping to steer people away from the gun violence is making sure that they get jobs. That was a popular solution offered during the forum. Schuller plans to create a list of all of the ideas and make sure that they get to all of the groups fighting for peace in the streets. In North Philadelphia, Pat Toddy, KYW News Radio.